Michael, Heather Dean with Riptide LLC. Very excited to meet you here at SHRM, the 60th annual presentation and gathering here in Duluth, Georgia. We're excited to talk with you here about why you're here.
Sure.
Introduce, you know, talk about all the great things that are going on with your organization and you.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity very much. So Palisade International is a 12-year-old security firm. More importantly, we're an all-veteran firm, so everybody that works with us in Palisade are not only all licensed private investigators and state armed guards, but they're also veterans. So we specialize in executive protection and workplace violence stuff like hostile terminations and things like that. So it makes sense for us, and this is the first year that we've come to the SHRM conference, it makes sense for us to be here because workplace violence, unfortunately, is a trend that's increasing. And the unpredictability of it means that there's a big risk factor for terminations and big layoffs and things like that.
So 12 years in business.
12 years.
And every person is a veteran.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, so wonderful. I could already tell just by talking with you and looking in your eyes, like impeccable integrity, just such great seriousness about what you do. So, you know, who do you approach to work with?
Sure.
And for, and how does all that work?
So in general, we've been a company that's been referral-only business, and we've grown every year. We're probably the largest executive protection specialty company in Georgia with 40 agents. We work with some of the surprisingly big corporations here, both in protecting their executives as well as in hostile termination work. But most of it has been word of mouth and referral. So I'm also a board member of the Georgia Association for Professional Private Investigators. It's called GAPI.
Okay.
And some of that work that gets referred to us is because there's not a lot of companies that do what we do in Georgia.
Right.
We also have a really good reputation out of Georgia. So we get referred to by many companies that have the same similar company as me in New York or in Raleigh or in Houston. We frequently get calls, hey, Michael, our client's coming to Georgia tomorrow. Can you put an agent at PDK with a Suburban and a driver? And so we get a lot of calls like that. So because we have a large number of agents that are ready to go, we're fast response guys.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting to me. What's the why? I have an idea, but the why behind, you know, protecting their executives.
Sure. The unfortunate incident that happened to the United Healthcare CEO in New York a few months ago. He was unaware that he had a threat. He was just sort of out and about, right? Had a meeting and that travesty happened. So a lot of executives are at least concerned about not only themselves, but their families. Because, for instance, if there's a large corporation that's had a stock price decrease, then people get mad about that, and they may be traveling to another city, but they know where they're, how to find their families here in Atlanta. So oftentimes, we'll do what's called residential security, and we'll just have agents at the house when the executives are traveling so that they can relax and do their job on the road and know that their people are being taken care of, their families are being watched over here.
And so I'm sure all of your agents are licensed, or how does all that work?
So in Georgia, there's really two employee licenses. One license is called an armed guard license. It's through the Secretary of State, and it requires 40 hours of training in order to carry a weapon and work in uniform. Now, the next level up is a private investigator license, and that's the highest license. In Georgia, effectively 70 hours of private investigation training and then another 16 of armed training. So they get 86 hours total. All of my guys have both. I'm also a state instructor, so I can actually train new veterans that want to come in and work for Palisade and get them through the licensing process under the state guidelines for instruction.
Oh my gosh, this is so thrilling.
First of all, I love the way that you and your cohorts here are all dressed in the black. You all look like the men in black, so you fit the part. Obviously, people seeing security around, it's going to defer a lot of things from happening. But do you have some clients that say, listen, I don't want it to look like I have a security detail around me?
Absolutely. So it was almost jokingly that we all dressed in black today.
Yeah.
This is probably only about 5% of our work that we do is in black suit and tie kind of work. Almost all of the work we do is business casual. So concealed with slacks and a, you know, button-down shirt and a jacket. That's probably our normal uniform. We don't do any uniformed work per se, like the guys that you see outside of a bank or something like that. But we do some tactical work. So if a client wants us to be a little bit more obvious, we might wear, you know, tactical pants and a polo shirt and be armed but exposed. But that's even unusual. Most of the time we're very covert. They don't know the difference between us and any of the other guests at an event or whatever.
By law, how far are you able to go to do your job, if that makes sense?
So that's a really, really interesting question. So up until 2 years ago, if you remember down in Brunswick, there was an event where two individuals end up shooting a man that was running away from a construction site. That was, as you know, ruled as an unlawful shooting and an unlawful event in general. And the Georgia Congress shortly after that eliminated citizens' arrest in Georgia. So it's a very interesting now sort of up for grabs because there's no precedent. But to answer your question, in general, the difference between us and mandated law enforcement is mandated law enforcement has to have a suspicion of a crime, okay? Whereas we have to observe a crime. So we can physically stop a forcible assault or a forcible felony, but now we're all a little worried about, can we really detain that person after we stop it from happening? Are we going to get charged with unlawful detainment or kidnapping?
Right.
I mean, it's up until, you know, somebody gets arrested for unlawful detainment and then the Georgia Congress is forced to clarify that law, then we're all kind of
awaiting.
Yeah. What is the area that you work? Because obviously those laws differ from state to state.
Right. We specialize in Georgia. Now, some of my agents are licensed in Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, but we specialize in Georgia and we're very, very strict about adhering to the regulations and laws in Georgia, where we can carry, how we can carry, et cetera. I'm one of those guys that I'm a rule follower. So,
you provide a very unique service. Can companies just hire a police detail? Why would they hire your company as opposed to just saying working with the police department?
That's a great question too. So in Georgia, some police departments let police officers in their off-duty time do things like dignitary protection, or you've seen construction site protection where there'll be a police car with blues and whites flashing, etc. The sticky area for that is insurance. So if a police officer is working off-duty but at an event, let's say, and something happens, he may not be covered by his city's insurance policy. So that means that the people that hired him could be at risk for lawsuits, whereas an agency like ours has to carry a minimal amount of insurance as regulated by the state to cover any of those events. And so all of my people are covered by my excessive insurance policy, which is a specialty insurance policy for security and PI firms. And I personally carry more insurance that's required by the state, but I feel like that's the right thing to do.
So you have the big folks like seek you out and say, I've got this executive, we're traveling back and forth, that kind of thing. So that's a normal scenario.
Very normal. I get those calls every week. Yeah.
That's so exciting. That's great. And then you work for smaller organizations too.
So we do everything from consulting with an organization about how to be maybe more secure in their facility, whether or not they should use cameras, access control systems, those kinds of things, all the way up to doing threat analysis. So I'll give you an example. There's a large warehouse company here in Atlanta a couple years ago that hires interim personnel. And they were letting a mother and daughter go who weren't working appropriately or sufficiently. On the way out, the mother mentioned that they were part of MS-13, which is the big Latino gang here in Georgia, And so that threat immediately caused a threat analysis to be pulled in and to be conducted with their business, and then resulted in us being on site for a couple of weeks afterwards, 24 hours a day, just to make sure that that was just a threat and not something that was going to manifest.
Is there a point where you, as the boss, for lack of a better term, may say, that's too dangerous to risk my employees going to that situation? Have you ever had that happen?
Yes, but mostly it has to do with whether or not a client will do the things necessary to eliminate some of the risk that my agents would be involved with. Okay. So obviously, my agents will never do anything illegal. They will never help people do anything illegal or anything like that. But sometimes, for instance, we're covering a big celebrities party here in June, and we got to set the rules for how the celebrities' guests were monitored for the party, because we didn't want somebody to be able to come in who wasn't actually a guest. So we got to set the rules. And as long as our clients participate in that risk reduction,
right,
then we're good with just about anything.
And what if their guests are doing something that's illegal at the party?
So in most cases, we turn a blind eye because it's not our job.
Yes,
we're not law enforcement officers,
etc. Right.
And you can imagine that celebrities' intricacies range everything from what color M&Ms go in a hotel room to I like this drug, right? So in most cases, we turn a blind eye, where our job is looking outwards, making sure no one's threatening them.
Right.
That's not always the case, though. All of my agents know that they can come to me and say, I'm not comfortable in this environment, and I'll ask a different agent if he can step in. And I'll give you an example. We covered a TV show star this year, or last year, moving into this year. And those individuals smoked a lot of pot on the way to the movie set every day. In general, we would ride with those guys. We would do what's called right front seat. But in this case, my agent was uncomfortable being exposed.
Yes.
So I had to go back to the company and say, the production company, and say, look, my agents are happy to cover these individuals, but we're going to do it from a separate car because we don't want to be exposed to the smell of smoke, et cetera, and don't want to go home smelling like that to our families.
Yes, exactly.
So we can adapt.
Is there a website? Where can people go to find out more information about your company?
Absolutely. So our website is palisadeintl.com. Palisade, I don't know if you remember, Mike, but Palisade are the pointy sticks around a fort that keep people out that aren't supposed to come into a fort.
I learned something today.
So that's a palisade.
That's awesome.
Why our motto is, you're safe behind the palisade.
Oh, love it.
So our website again is palisadeintl.com.
And I know your tag says Michael. You go by Mac.
I go by Mac.
Your last name, how do you pronounce your last name?
Macropolis. It's easier than it looks.
Is that Greek?
It is Greek.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. I thank you for the opportunity.
I look forward to continuing the conversation, Mac.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sounds